there happen to be any television programmers listening right now, let me just say I am willing to give you any advice you need. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll be joined by Rain Pryor. And if the last name rings a bell, it should. She is the daughter of legendary comic Richard Pryor. And she has just released her debut comedy album. It's called Black and White. And she'll stop by and she'll chat with me and Christina Stoffo. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film that everybody seems to be going to see, Avengers: Age of Ultron. And then things you should never, ever, ever say to your employer. We will follow that up with Sports in Focus with Adam Walski. And then how your favorite health apps can actually be harming you. Are you a slave to these health apps and these health websites? Do you not go to the doctor? Do you instead Google to find out what's wrong with you? Are you putting all of your information into these apps and these phones, and is it telling you how to manage your own personal health? Really? Well, we'll talk about how they may, yes, be hurting you. And then we will wrap up the hour with this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. We start things off this hour with an idea that I had that I mentioned to a couple of people, and they thought I was kidding around, but I'm not. Okay, let's set the scene. Let's think of daytime television. What are the shows that come to mind? I think automatically of The View. Okay, I'm thinking network. I'm not thinking about Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos and all these judge shows. No. The View. It's been on for quite a long time. Barbara Walters has come and gone off the show. Joy Behar and all this. They need something to really, I don't know, give that show a boost. To put it back in the news, do you remember when we had gotten to the point where if Rosie O'Donnell made Elizabeth Hasselbeck cry, it would be on the network news? The news channels would be talking about it. Elizabeth cries. Rosie apologizes. You know. Okay, well, the whole thing, even that format, has gotten a little stale. CBS is trying the same thing. The Talk, Julie Chen, Sharon Osbourne, Aisha Tyler, who joined us at one point. But they need something to give it a boost. What can The View do that would make its ratings go through the roof? What's the big story that ABC has been covering on the entertainment side, so to speak, for the last month or so? Think Diane Sawyer. Think Bruce Jenner. How about this? Once Bruce completes his transformation and becomes a complete female, Bruce is very media savvy. What about taking Bruce Jenner, once he completes his transformation and once he is comfortable, and make him a co-host on The View? I'm serious. Can you imagine the stir that would create? It would create positive reinforcement in the transgender community. It would add a perspective they have never, ever, ever had on The View or ever on daytime television. I was on the phone with Ted David the other day, and I mentioned this to Ted, and wow, that's a really, really good idea. It is. See that? And Ted's worked in television for years, so he knows. So Bruce Jenner on The View. And if you know what? If The View isn't interested, hello, CBS. Take The Talk and they'll zip right by The View. It would be the most watched show in daytime history. I guarantee it. Can you imagine the buildup for Bruce Jenner's debut on The View or The Talk or whichever show? It would be amazing, and it would create a platform that never existed for the transgender community. So stand out from the crowd. Giving Bruce Jenner the opportunity to express himself or herself at that point, let's be honest, I think it's a hell of a programming move. My fee? Absolutely nothing. You're welcome. Stay with us. Rain Pryor coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American biker minute. Safety advice often is best taken from experienced bikers.
I probably will stay away from his riding too close on the right side of his street in a heavily populated area.
Solid advice today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 4-lane highway with 2 lanes running in each direction.
Where there's a lot of buildings and traffic and red lights, I like to ride the left lane. People will pull out a little bit too far, and if you're riding in that lane, you have to stay, you know, close to the center line when you're in the right lane. If you have 2 lanes, it's better to stay in the left lane.
I probably will stay away from his riding too close on the right side of his street in a heavily populated area.
American Biker Minute.
Cars pull out. I'm trying to guard against that.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a boy, Bill Rosenberg often went to work with his dad, who owned a grocery store in Boston.
One day, his dad put Bill in charge of selling watermelons. He set up a stand in front of the store. But he had a problem.
People weren't buying. He knew the watermelons would go bad if he didn't sell them.
So he moved his stand to the streetcar stop.
He barked out, "Bring a watermelon home. Surprise your family." People were impressed by his enthusiasm. Before long, all the watermelons were gone.
Bill went on to start Dunkin' Donuts, which sells over $6 billion of food in nearly 9,000 stores.
So if you're doing something that's not working, try something different. It's the recipe for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.